Everyone, welcome back to Wine, Weed, and Weave. I am your host, the Marijuana Ayana, just Ayana, but y'all know me as the Marijuana Ayana. And if you're new here, this show is to amplify and highlight the work and voices of Black and Brown women in the cannabis industry. I'm Black women in the cannabis industry. I know a bunch of Black women in the cannabis industry, and there's so many of us, and a lot of us just haven't really gotten the opportunity to have a platform to share what we were doing. So that's what this show is for. And I hope everyone is remaining healthy and in high spirits and has something to smoke and sip on while you're listening, as long as they're not driving. And disclaimer, as always, everyone on the show over 21, we're legally allowed to smoke weed, drink alcohol. So there's that on that. And as always, I'm always excited for my guest. I say I'm excited every time, but I really am excited for every person I get to talk to. She is a cannabis content creator, a creative consultant, a cultivator, a grower, an educator, founder of Smoke Break Co. and Smoke House, and a consulting and marketing agency. Black women really do everything, and it's ridiculous. And then Smoke Break was designed to be a safe space for women to enjoy themselves and make space for personal fulfillment through their cannabis use. And then the sister brand Smoke House is their cannabis clothing and accessories and some really cute home wear. She's also an advocate for equity and diversity within the cannabis industry and founded Smoke Break in the pursuit of normalizing conversations between women and women of color in cannabis through storytelling and design and music. Welcome, Laura, aka Laura OG.
Yay, thank you for having me.
Thank you for being on. I'm so excited. I say that for everyone, but I really am so excited because that list I just went on, like, mine was out of breath. I don't know if you heard me.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, snap, I do all that. Okay, well, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, I'm like, every Black woman I know does not just have one role, and I don't know what's wrong with us.
I mean, I'd like to do it all to the best of my ability. It might be a gift, it might be a curse, but I'm a try anyway, you know?
I mean, you're killing it. You are killing it. Thank you. Congrats to you. Kudos, because as I was reading everything, like, of course I wrote this, but I'm reading it and I'm like, ooh, damn. She is a lot, but I do a lot too, so I understand.
Yes, yes.
But this is why we smoke weed.
Exactly. There we
Period.
Go.
And this is why I
smoke
weed.
Nothing lazy about, like, I don't call myself a stoner because it's like I'm too busy to be stoned.
No, I smoke because I'm so busy.
Exactly, exactly.
If we were this busy and we didn't smoke, I think, like, we'd be way too overwhelmed.
Really. For real. It calms me down. It keeps me grounded. And it gives me clarity, at least, you know, so.
Yes, that. I always say weed gives me clarity. People are like, what does that mean? I'm like, because when I don't have it or when I'm on tolerance breaks, I do feel foggy brained.
Like, yeah. Agreed.
I can't count money. I'm like, what is going on? I need to smoke some weed. That's what's going on.
Oh.
Speaking of weed, what are you smoking on today?
So today I am smoking on a cast. I call it a casserole. I've been experimenting with a lot of auto flowers. So I got some from a breeder that just has a mix of seeds that he sells. So
okay, so a salad.
So it's okay. I'm like a grow tester for this person. But it's like a limonene, citrusy smoke. So I would say it's closer to like a super lemon haze or like a lemon diesel. That's like the notes that I'm getting.
So you like sativas? You're on the sativa end today?
At least for the daytime, I'm on the like limonene train. I love anything with like a lemon or a citrus burst, anything grapefruity, citrus to my busy days. And then I save my indicas for the nighttime, the dessert strains, you know?
I'm super sensitive to sativas. Like, I can't have super lemon haze.
Okay, I can understand.
Because I just end up in a ball on the floor.
You know, I noticed.
Which has actually happened in real life.
For real? Oh, my gosh. No.
But I'm having a hybrid. I can do hybrids during the daytime.
Okay, that's
even
nice.
Though, like, I know there's, like, technically no such thing as hybrid indica sativa. They're, like, all kind of hybrids. But most hybrid, I'm having Snoop's Dream, and it's a cross of Blue Dream and something else. I forgot, but it's a Blue Dream cross, which is great because I sometimes like can't have Blue Dream by itself depending on who grows it and how they grow it. But this is nice because it keeps me like awake and have that like clarity mindset, but I'm still like chill and stoned.
Okay. I'm a fan of Blue Dream. It's one of my favorite strains, but I can totally understand not being able to do anything on it because it is, I find with the sativas, depending on the person, it can get really crazy really fast.
And yeah, that was super lemon haze for me.
Yeah, like, if you're in your head already, I find that a lot of cerebral effect sativas, they tend to put you in your head and keep you there, and so that's where that paranoia comes in, and it's just like you're high. Yeah. You're at that level of being too high where it's like, oh shit, I can't do anything.
Yeah, no, I had like, I made the mistake probably the first and last time I had super lemon haze that I know of. I made the mistake of smoking it before like my first day of work because I was just so excited. And I was nervous. So I was like, if I have a little sativa, like I'm gonna have energy. And when I was bud tending. So we got samples of flowers. So someone just gave me some super lemon haze. I'm like, yeah, I'll try it. And then I had it and I had like 30 minutes before work and I'm literally in a ball on my floor.
Oh my gosh.
Just like that didn't do what I wanted it to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, that like okay, well I'm glad that you
But now I know. That, you know. Yeah, I'm like now I know this is why you try things. You're of course exactly. The cannabis expert. I can't believe you've been like doing all these things, but we'll get into these questions. Yes,
let's do it.
I'm gonna take a quick little bong hit.
Okay.
Are you a joint today? A blunt, a bong?
I'm a joint girl. I used to do blunts when I first started, but nowadays it's all joints. And
what was your blunt route? That's the funniest. Okay,
so
I to know what people used to smoke out of when we used to smoke blunts.
I used to go to my corner store and I would get a box, like I would ask him for the whole box of 50 of the Dutch Master vanilla. That was that. And then Dutch Master then came out with cigarillos. And I was just like, oh, shit, you know what? These are smaller. These are cuter. Let's go for that. So then I went from blunts to cigarillos. And then, I tried Swisher Sweets. They were a little too sweet for me. And then eventually I went over to paper. I'm a raw, an element girl. And I have not looked back.
It's a transition.
It really is.
Swisher Sweets girl when I first started smoking, like. Grape Swishers every time.
Oh my gosh,
the grape swishers.
It tastes like medicine in hindsight, but like,
it does taste like, yeah, it doesn't taste. I don't know. Maybe just because, I don't know. I'm from Houston.
Okay.
So like that was, and I understand that like the Dutches are very East Coast. Like, oh, we really smoke
yes, that is
Dutches.
That is our
like
heart.
I've had friends from the East Coast come to Texas and be like, "Where? Why are there no Frontos out here?" And I'm like, "What's a Fronto?" I didn't even know what that was.
Well, see, first of all, I am like against Fronto. People are like, "What?" I personally hate Fronto. I don't.
It's just a giant tobacco.
Yeah, beer. I don't believe in. Even though at a time I was smoking blunts, I don't like mixing tobacco with my medicine.
We know better now.
Exactly. And people are like, "But it's for the hit." And
no,
I'm just like,
it's not good for you.
You need to hit better weed then, if that's what you're.
Yeah, so, the grape swishers were it.
Oh,
the Dutch
gosh.
Masters. I've had the Dutches a couple times.
The Dutch that was I had. Oh my gosh, it was a magical time. But I'm so glad that time is behind.
Now you're on the joint.
Now
I'm on the bong.
Now
I do
I'm
the bong because it's cleaner. Like I have that water in there.
Okay, so see, I don't do the bongs per se. I do the bubblers.
Yeah, those are like kind of like
yeah, like the baby bongs. Because the thing with the bong with me was like, it's just like I have a big mouth, but I'm just like, I'm like, it's too much. It's too much.
Like I think I'm inhaling too much.
So nowadays I have a grav. It's like a coffee bubbler. It's so cute.
I know what that is. It's like a little coffee cup.
Yes, that's one of my faves. And I have the higher standard big Wriggler or the big it's the little big rig, but it's so cute. So those are my my glass pieces because I'm starting to slowly get into concentrates. So nowadays I dab, I smoke, and keep it between those two things.
All right. Well, I got all my bong hits in. I'll probably take more later, but I want to get into these questions.
Okay.
got your weed ready, and we're just gonna chill and smoke and talk. I mean, we've already been talking, but talk some more, of course. So, when did you start in the cannabis industry, and what has your journey been like so far?
Well, I came into the cannabis space probably around 21. Like, I consider myself a late smoker. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really introduced to weed until 21 through my husband. And our friends. It was during a time, I guess, when everybody just all of a sudden started smoking weed. It was just one day, all of his friends, like, we literally all started around the same time. But it started with one friend, and then it traveled to another friend.
Domino.
And then I was just like, okay, I'll try. Because my thing was, I was always a student athlete. So growing up, I didn't really, you know, I live in New York. Cannabis has always been here. Sour Diesel, you'll hear that mm-hmm. being shouted at you. But that, like, I didn't pay any mind to any of that. I was into track and field, so I was focused. So I didn't really think about smoking, nor did I know anybody that smoked. But, you know, I did see commercials that would tell me that, hey, if you smoke weed, you will be stoned and you will forget to pick up your brother from school. You will be a monster. And I was just like,
well, see the brain and the egg one?
Yes!
That one kills me.
First of all, I'm just like, you can't show me an egg and expect me to be like, oh, that's horrible. It's just going to make me hungry.
But I love eggs.
I love eggs. Like, come on. Like, oh, that's my brain on. Okay, well, I need to do that. So I, you know, I wasn't really affected by weed. Like, I was always, you know, when I would go into the store, mm-hmm. people would always get like a Dutch. And I was just remembering, like, wow, everybody smokes cigars. Like, what is with that? And it wasn't until I was 21 when I purchased my first Dutch that I realized, oh shit, we're going to gut this and we're going to smoke weed in it. So I entered the cannabis space at 21 when I was, in college, just as a way to, I guess, relieve stress at that time, you know, finals and everything. And I guess I was more open to it because it's like the people that were around me at the time, I'm like, well, these are good people. I don't think they're going to forget their brothers or sisters. And once we start mm-hmm. smoking, I don't think they'll, you know, turn into lazy sacks. And so I started 21, hotboxing, in the back of cars and abandoned parking lots. And that really opened up my eyes to weed. At that time, we were probably just getting like Reggie, as we called it here.
As everyone does.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. In hindsight, like nowadays, like, I don't really know what the hell Reggie is. Like, I'm still trying to figure out as a grower, as a cultivator, like, what was Reggie? And like, how do you just grow regular weed? But I remember that shit was not, it didn't have no terps. It didn't have no trichomes, but girl, it hit. It hit to the point where, like, you know, they always say that, you know, that first high, you'll never be high like that again.
Oh my gosh.
And all I can say,
I wish I could.
Oh no, I'm like, thank God. I do not need to be that high. It was one of those highs where it was just like, woo, okay.
Whoa. Actually, no, yeah, I think you're right. I don't think I should be that high again. That wasn't as fun as I thought it was in hindsight.
So, you know, as I started, I went to art school, so that was like a norm. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody smoked. So it wasn't until I started getting a little older that I was like, you know what, I need to kind of know more about what I'm putting into my body. I need to kind of not just take the word of the person I'm getting my weed from. I want to kind of do my own research. So that's when I started getting into the, you know, the sativa versus indica world and really kind of understanding what that does for my body. It was smoking like Granddaddy Perp, AKA one of the strong indicas, that I realized, like, oh, Granddaddy Perp. I cannot have this at a certain time because this will really make me feel drowsy and lazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I started smoking more quote unquote top shelf cannabis, I realized that effects play a major role in the time and the dosage of when I should be consuming. So as I started getting more aware of the space, I started becoming more aware of what I put in my body and, yeah, so it was essentially, how did I enter the space? I entered the space through a hot box session one day at 21 in New York City.
And you were like, this, I like this.
I like this. I can
see whatever this is, I like it.
Exactly.
So how did you, like, when did you kind of see there was an industry and that you wanted to become involved? Like, when you were like, when were you like, okay, I'm not just, I don't want to just smoke this. I want to, like, do something else with it.
I would probably say, honestly, within the last 5 years or so, as I started becoming more like, okay, this is, you know, this is a sativa, this is a indica. Okay, this is what California is doing. Now they're allowing recreational weed. I think it was when Cali was like, it's okay. You guys can blow it down over here. That I was just like, well, wait, how come they get to have it, but it's still federally illegal everywhere else? Mm-hmm. So as legalization started to pop up, that's when I realized, like, okay, well, I'm interested in this space. I'm interested in helping other women get into this space. And by this space, I mean into cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I work in a design industry, and I realize in the design industry, a lot of the perks and incentives of getting you to come work in a space is like happy hours every day. Aside from catered lunch, happy hour begins at 4. But if it's like a good day, you can start drinking around 3. And I was really intrigued by the drinking culture in America, at least, like how it's totally okay for us to joke about how much wine we're going to like drink or,
mm-hmm.
or how sloshed we got over the weekend. I realized when it came to cannabis, everybody was quiet. Like, it's like, but we all smoke. How come we're not like, yo, I was so high.
You couldn't be the person who smoked weed at work.
No. And it's just like, because we all smoke. Because I just smoked outside with you. So why are we doing this? So when I started to see that people kind of had to hide their usage, especially women, that's when I was like, okay, I need to do something about this. I need to create something that allows mm-hmm. women to be comfortable with talking about weed.
Love it. I mean, you kind of already answered my second question, but if you want to, you know, go deeper, I was going to ask what inspired you to smoke, you know, to create Smoke Break Co. and Smoke House, but I know it's very much based on getting women to understand that, like, weed is not something to be ashamed of.
It really isn't. It really isn't. And to go even further, so, well, yeah, it started pretty much because I wanted women to just be as comfortable saying I smoke weed as they are as saying yeah. I drink wine. I like whiskey. Like, it's
fine.
Exactly.
That's really cool. So growing up, you know, you did kind of mention that, like, it was something you knew of and it was around, but nothing you had interest of, and how it was perceived. Like, you saw the ads of, like, the egg frying
mm-hmm.
thing. But what other, like, stigmas or stereotypes did you hear? How did you or your family perceive cannabis? And then how did that change as you started to try it and understand it more?
Well, I'm still working with my family because it's like, even though it wasn't talked about in my house, like mm-hmm. it was never brought up, it was never like, hey, don't smoke weed, like we did not even talk about it.
It just didn't exist.
It just did not exist. Like I said, I went into stores confused as to why everybody's smoking what I thought was cigars. Like, what are you guys doing?
Man, everyone really likes cigars.
Yeah, I was just like, wow, but I never see you guys actually smoking these cigars. So the only like stigmas and stereotypes I had was like what they were pushing in schools, you know, like the D.A.R.E. program.
Don't do drugs.
I was like, yeah, don't do drugs, y'all.
So we all had a D.A.R.E. shirt.
And oh, I loved my D.A.R.E. shirt.
Now we're like still have our D.A.R.E. shorts.
Exactly.
Are smoking our weed in our D.A.R.E. shirts, and it's fine.
And it's fine because I don't do drugs. Like, I'm smoking a plant right now. I'm not like.
Do you know that D.A.R.E. took weed off their list?
Really?
Yes, they did. It's not even D.A.R.E. still exists, but weed is no longer on their curriculum.
Oh,
and I thought
shit.
That was really cool.
That is like, beautiful.
You were lying to me my whole childhood.
You know the D.A.R.E. instructors were getting high in the parking lot before they came. Yeah. We're like, all right, kids.
They were like 21. Oh yeah.
All right, kids,
they were
don't do drugs.
Right there. That's why they were so excited about those stupid campaigns.
Exactly. So dear and like the above the influence or under the influence, I forget what influence it was, but those were pretty much my only things in my life that brought attention to, hey, don't do this. But it wasn't really talked about in my home or in my community like that. Like, you know, it was something that was clearly done. Those Dutches were selling out, but at the time it wasn't as brazen as it is today, where teenagers are just out and about smoking weed. Like it wasn't like that.
Yeah, it's so interesting to me how kind of weed is perceived now. Like, kids don't care. They really don't. And they're like, everyone, you know, I have an 18-year-old sister, and as I've been in the industry, I've had to explain to her what I was doing, and she's like, I don't care.
I have an 18-year-old sister as well, and I'm just like, wow, the amount of fucks that they don't
give. Yeah, I'm like, do you have any questions? You know, if you ever want to try weed, please come to me first. And she's like, everybody smokes weed.
So I had to be the one for my sister. I was like, okay, everybody smokes weed, but I'm going to show you what good weed is, okay? So that was like, I feel like that was my sisterly duty. That's what I'm trying to do,
and she's like, I don't care, no. Like, is weed not cool anymore?
Anyway. You know, I heard like in places where it is legalized, like they don't even care about it.
No, the kids aren't like trying to sneak it because they're just kind of like, eh. It's like
liquor's nothing. Still hot for them though, because like, you know, they can't.
This is true. This is true. I know that like for me growing up, I definitely never saw women in weed. Like,
yeah,
I would see a depiction of a stoner on a movie or TV, and it was always a man. Like, I remember watching like How High with Method Man and being like, this is cool. But even the way they depicted themselves as stoners, I know it was for humor purposes, right? But it never was like depicted in a way that I see it now or how I understand it now. And I think Smoke Break is really cool because you're literally creating a platform. Like, go on their website, Smoke Break Co. on Instagram, you can see the link, of course. But you literally have women smoking weed all over your website and your page, and you create it for a safe space for women to use cannabis. Why does helping women and allowing women to see themselves using cannabis so important to you?
Well, see, it's just like what you said. Like, I didn't even think about, I am not used to seeing women, on screen or anywhere being high. And so I guess it's like when you're not used to seeing yourself, you have to put yourself out there. And as many women as I know that love to fucking blow it down, I was just like, no, we need to have a space where you can just come, and you don't have to. I'm not asking all women to like just like scream out the window, I smoke weed, but I just want women to understand that, like, you're not being judged. Even if you smoke blunts, I'm not judging you. I'll smoke a blunt with you. Like,
if someone hands me a blunt, I'm a smoker. I don't care what it's after.
I'm like, listen, sis, we're going to elevate you, but for right now, let's enjoy this. But I just wanted women to know that, number one, it's natural. Everybody does it. Well, not everybody, but you know what I mean.
A lot more people than we think.
But the other thing that I really wanted to drive home with was, it's not just in a specific industry or a specific age. I've smoked with scientists. I've smoked with teachers, government workers. I've smoked with like grandparents. It is a plant that brings people together. And I just didn't want like women to feel like, well, that's nice, but she's like a creative, so she can smoke. Or like, she's like a musician, so she can smoke. Like, no. We have an astrophysicist over here blowing it down with us. Like, there is no industry that does not get to smoke weed. You know, everybody does it. So just get comfortable. That was the whole thing. When I was trying to find women, not just in the weed industry, but all industries, share your story, tell us why you consume. So that's what I've been really trying to push with Smoke Break.
Another thing that brings people together, of course, is music. Yes. And music is such a big part of your brand and what you do. And when I found Smoke Break and the work that you were doing, I was so excited because I am such a big music nerd.
Yes.
And I super appreciate that you combined music and cannabis, because those two things obviously like they go together so well, and you combine them and you just have an elevated experience, and it's such a big part of your brand. Why did you decide to add the music element to your brand, and what has the response been to your Smoke Break playlist, which I have one as well, you guys. I don't remember what number it is.
It's number 46.
Thank you. 46,
okay.
She pulled it up, 46. My Smoke Break playlist number 46. And I really had such a fun time making that playlist. And I still listen to it all the time. Listen to a bunch of other playlists, too. Like, the playlists are so great to smoke to and work to as well.
Yes. So I figured, instead of being abrasive and being like, do you smoke? I felt like music was a nice
entry. Someone asked me this yesterday. That's why I laughed.
It's so like, hard. Do you smoke? Now me, I'll be like, smoke what? And then
I said that. I was like, smoke what? Because you just never know exactly, what people are smoking.
Exactly.
On.
But I figured asking people, like, yo, what's the vibe you create when you smoke? Was my like little way of like, oh shit, she does smoke. And oh shit, she does like this vibe. I figured with Smoke Break, I really wanted us to push vibes. Like, I consider us a vibe curator. And just like, you know, like we were just talking, when you're about to smoke, you have your little rituals. You have your corner. You have your piece. You know, so for me, it's awesome. I'm always listening to music. It's just like, yo, what am I about to put on? What element am I trying to get into with this joint? You know, am I about to do some work? Am I unwinding? So using music as the conduit to drive the conversation with cannabis was, I felt, a subtle way to get women a little bit more comfortable with admitting that they smoke weed than just like, yo, do you smoke? Okay, so why do you smoke? Okay, and what's your favorite strain? It's like, no.
Yeah.
I know you smoke. Cool, we're off that. But like, what do you like to smoke to? What do you like to listen to? What is the vibe that you are trying to feel? So far we're like, what, 60?
You have 69. Yeah, I was like, there's so many. Yes. Like, there's so many. I listened to like Miles, number 30, number 50, Elena's. I don't remember what number hers is, but there's just, and the fact that they're curated by women and they're made with the intention of like, this is something you smoke to and you take the time to self-care to.
Exactly.
And you take this hour to hour and a half to just be with yourself and enjoy a vibe.
Exactly. And the thing I love with the playlist too, one, I try to keep it like an hour or under because, you know, it's just a break. I like the Smoke Break embodies more than just smoking. It's
that's what you need. When you told me about it, or when you like gave me the directions, you were like, this is something that someone rolls up to. And they sit down like, that is about an hour. Okay.
Exactly. It's a reminder to just take a break. Like, you've been doing something. Like, yo, just give yourself an hour to unwind, to do something. So the thing I love is, one, yes, like, there are over 69 volumes, and you're not going to find the same vibe. Like, there
it
are.
It all sounds so different.
It's all different. And I love, because it's like, not only are you giving me your playlist, but it's like you're giving me a piece of you.
Oh no, you definitely got a piece of me, Laura. Like, I shared parts of myself with you through this playlist. It was so intimate.
It's like, and that's what I'm trying to create. It's like, if you share your playlist, why you're choosing to consume weed, and your favorite strains and products, I feel like we've started a nice conversation that we're all comfortable, like, okay, yeah, girl, I like that strain too, or, oh, that song, I use it, you know, so I just felt music was the nice gateway to open up that conversation, to get women comfortable with talking about weed.
Yeah, I also really like that you include the, you know, extra information about the person who made the playlist, and then, you know, get their strain and kind of their relationship with cannabis. Yeah. Why, how did you kind of think of, or like, why did you think to add that element as well, instead of just being like, I'm gonna just get some music people can smoke to? Like, you really made it, like I said, an intimate experience, because I really had to sit and think about what I wanted to create and how I wanted to represent myself through the music I chose. Like, I really thought about it. That's why I was like, I had a lot of fun, but it was low-key stressful.
But it was, like, that's what everybody tells me. And I'm just like, oh my god, smoke a little bit more until it doesn't. But with everything Smoke Break does, we try to have an educational component. It's easy to just be like, yeah, smoke weed to this nice playlist. But like I said, I wanted you to get more, it's not just the playlist, it's the person. You know, who is this lady? What does she do? Where is she from? Okay, this is her vibe. Awesome. Then a few days later, we're going to find out why she consumes. And I love hearing the stories. Once again, I tell ladies, let's keep it short, simple. Mm-hmm. I know we can write a thesis.
No, the format is perfect. Please go visit the Smoke Break page, like, you guys. It's so dope.
Or two is more than enough to, like, get us understanding as to why you consume weed. And then I love to talk about, like, your favorite products and your favorite strain. And when you offer up your favorite strain, that gives Smoke Break a chance to pretty much do, like, a little profile highlighting mm-hmm. it. So that ladies, if they ever come across, like, Fruity Pebbles. Oh, I remember this from Smoke Break. Oh, let me go see what it's about. So I just wanted to provide women with, you know, a little bit more information about this woman that is curating, what she does, because she's not just a musician or a creative. Like I said, we get ladies from all different backgrounds.
Mm-hmm. Not just cannabis.
Not just cannabis. Nope. All different backgrounds, all different states, countries. You know, it's just giving you more of a, oh my God, she's a teacher and she smokes.
And I've found so many dope women through that as well, that we connect and it just becomes not only educational, but you kind of create this community of other women.
It's a community,
women.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, I know she smokes and she does this work. I could work with her and we can smoke together.
Who doesn't love to work and smoke together? Like, that's all I want. So that makes me happy.
Yeah, you
that
guys,
you
got to go
connected.
Follow the Smoke Break Co. Instagram. It's so dope because the format, it's beautiful. Like, you really have the eye, the aesthetic, of course, with, like, your design background.
Thank you. Thank
and
you
then
so
you
much.
Have that educational component in there, which is so necessary for anything related to cannabis.
Yes.
Because, like you said, someone can go, oh, I saw this strain on the Smoke Break page. Let me just go there and see what it, you know, says and see if that's going to work for me. So it's fantastic. I love everything you're doing. I can gush forever. But anyway.
Thank you. Thank you.
On a lighter note, what does cannabis and music mean to you? And then what do you listen to when you're smoking?
So cannabis and music is always a vibe. Like now, my husband, he loves music. I love music too, but I also love silence. it can get really quiet in here and I'm like at peace. But so music for me is just, it's a vibe. Music and cannabis is like, what am I trying to create right now? Mm-hmm. Like, is it the morning? Is it the noon? But usually my go-to, like, one, I'll spend my mornings listening to the weekly Smoke Break playlist just to, like, try to get into the mind of the woman that is curating. Mm-hmm. But usually, like, after I'm done with a few of the playlists, my go-to is always lo-fi. I am such a lo-fi head. I love Knowledge. His 1988 album is just amazing. I tend to like sounds and abstract noise.
Instrumental.
Yeah, because I like to have conversations when I'm smoking, and I feel like the background music is a nice, like, soundtrack to open the door.
It does really create a vibe.
It does. So, yeah, so my vibe is always, like, lo-fi. Then, you know, I like, everybody tends to have like a selection of like artists that they'll listen to over and over and over again.
Oh yeah.
For me, that's
every
like,
time I smoke, it's Currency.
Okay. See, so I would say if it's not lo-fi, it's probably going to be like James Blake. If it's not James Blake, it's probably going to be Dreamville. Like, yeah, it really depends. Like, I can
it's
go,
on your mood. Mm-hmm. It's on the vibe you're trying to curate. I understand.
Sometimes it's Hans Zimmer and we're just listening to the Inception soundtrack. Like, it really, I can get really crazy with it.
If you like instrumentals, I was going to recommend, or just like sounds. Have you ever heard of Bad, Bad, Not Good?
No. I have heard Bad, Bad, Not Good because...
But you haven't listened to them yet?
No, not fully.
Okay,
I know there's
them.
A playlist with one of them.
When they're... Listen to the Bad, Bad, Not Good NPR Tiny Desk while you're stoned. It blows your mind. Like, it blew my mind because I was like, all of these sounds they're making.
Say less. I'm about to go do that, like...
Selection Radio is another like good thing you can play in the background.
Okay.
And it's like hour and a half curated playlist, kind of like what you do, and it's something that I smoke to all the time, and I work to, like, I do with it. So do you have any favorite smoke break playlists? Like, what numbers?
Oh my gosh. I'm always
listening to. I know it's so hard to pick.
Oh my God. I'm like, okay, like, I have to pull up, like, the whatchamacallit.
I have to look too. I was like, what are my favorite?
Like, yeah, because I'm like, what are my favorite? A few weeks back, I'm trying to remember. Okay, like, I'm on my Instagram. One of the playlists, one of our women, she, like, it was a homage to her Rastafarian heritage.
That's cool.
Oh my God, I gotta find it. And it was so beautiful. You know, it comes to the point where I'll just randomly click a number and just let it play.
Like, this one. I mean, I'll do that sometimes too, because I'm like, this one's good. This one's also good.
Because sometimes it's like, even though the vibe is not what I'm going for, if I have it on in the background, there might be a song that stands out that I'm just like, oh shit, what is that? Wait, hold on. What is, okay, duly noted.
You're like, oh, I like this one. Bookmark this one.
But for like a PR approved message, they're all my favorite. Every volume zero,
pick one. Sorry, guys.
69. They're all my favorite, especially yours, volume 46.
That's so good. I don't know if that's selfish, listen to my playlist all the time, but I really like my playlist.
Listen, you made it for yourself, so it is only.
Yeah, I really just shared. It really is just a sharing of me, and like, this playlist is what I would smoke Grape Swishers to back home.
See, there we go.
If you want to just be nostalgic and smoke Grape Swishers, listen to my smoke break playlist.
Beautiful. See, that's a beautiful visionary. Like, I can, like, I see it.
You see it now. And you also, of course, have Smoke House, which is like the sister brand to Smoke Break. And I feel like home and music really play a big part in like how you enjoy your cannabis. How does space play a part in your self-care with cannabis or with music or with cannabis and music? Like, I'm sure you keep saying vibe, so I'm sure your house has a vibe as well.
Yes. So once again, Smoke House was created with the idea of vibe curations within each zone of your house.
I saw you had blankets. I was like, oh, I'm gonna get a blanket.
Listen, see, I'm working on, so like, COVID really like put the brake on all the plans for this year, but I'm working on some amazing home things for Smoke House, because I believe nothing is better than being comfortable in your home, high out your mind.
Yeah. With a fleece blanket.
Comfortable. And a candle. And hot. What?
Yes. And a playlist. Yes.
And a playlist. And hopefully a boo or hopefully a dog.
Boo.
Or
if not a boo, then a glass of wine.
Exactly. You know, or some takeout. Something that makes you happy. And that's, you know, for me, that's what this space, like, each space is a different, like I say, a vibe. And for me, one of my favorite places to smoke and create vibes with my husband is the kitchen. We're always in there. I love, you know, rolling up, pouring up, throwing on some music, and then attempting to like make dinner.
I want to come to your house.
Yes, I want to come there too, especially when my husband's cooking. I'm like, girl, sit down.
I can just chill in the corner. I won't bother nobody.
So it's all about, I'm working to help women create better smoke vibes in each part of their room, because obviously, you know, your bedroom vibe is going to be completely different from your kitchen room. Vibe. Yeah. Exactly. What I'm trying to do with the playlist that we're, you know, eventually going to expand to is creating different moods and vibes to pick for, and like which playlist goes good for the bedroom versus which playlist is great for a bubble bath or cooking. So yeah, I'm trying to, you know, further incorporate your space into your vibe curation.
I really like that. I also appreciate your merch design that says build your credit, drink your water, mind your business, smoke your weed.
We have to keep it simple.
Appreciate that message. And it's on a sweatshirt, you guys, so you can buy it.
Listen, that was our mantra for 2020, but that's pretty much our mantra for life.
Mind your business, drink your water, smoke your weed. I say it all the time.
That's it.
You can get it on a mug too.
Yes.
You can get it on a blanket. You have shower curtains, bath mats.
Listen,
you can really Oh, I think I need this Your Highness bath mat. This
I think so. You. I think you do. I think Almost you do. And like I said, we have so much more coming. COVID really put a pause on that, but this was supposed to be just the pop-up shop, the smokehouse store that's open right now. It was just supposed to act as a, like, you know, a temporary thing, but right now it's still going while I try to get everything in order, but eventually I'll be manufacturing my own products, and it's gonna be a good time.
I'm excited. I'm like, no, keep it. There's some stuff on here.
I'm just like, okay, yeah, that's cute, but you can keep that up. So I got like, you.
I need a wish list. Hold on. Okay, so I have a couple more questions for you. You also have experience with home growing.
Yes.
No, which is super cool. I've never attempted, but what is your favorite thing about growing your own weed, and what have you learned from that process? Because I feel like you have to be very patient to grow your own weed, like you're like children.
Yes. So the thing I love about growing cannabis is literally watching something as small as a seed sprout into a whole flowering plant. I'm a city girl. I'm a city slicker. So I don't know anything about farming. I don't garden. I don't do any of that. So literally growing cannabis was like my first step into like playing with dirt, playing with the earth.
Oh, wow.
And it has been a beautiful journey. And the main thing that I would say is what you were just touching on is patience. I'm a New Yorker. Everything has to be fast, fast, fast. Like, what are you doing? Like, why?
Hey, hurry up.
Like, why are you moving so slow? So it's amazing to me to watch something for 3 months. You're watching something for 3 months turn into its best self. And then you're like, yes, I'm almost finished, right? I'm done. Once I cut this plant, it's over. It's like, no, baby.
No.
There's still a drying process. There's still a curing process. So growing weed has taught me that patience. Patience. You reap what you sow literally when you have patience. You don't have to take shortcuts. You don't have to make fetch happen. Just go with the flow and just have patience. And that is what cannabis has taught me.
I can't believe cannabis is the first kind of thing you're growing. Like, this is one of the hardest plants to grow.
Well, see, and that's what people are like, so you weren't even a plant mama before that? And I'm like, I'm a plant mama now. My girl,
you're like, I got it now.
You know? Yeah.
I'm like, I can plant now. Like, I'm a garden person, and I'm scared of growing weed because I just would be so sad if it died, and
you know,
I would just not have the patience to like do it all over again, because it really is such a process.
But see, with anything in life, it's like you can't let failure hold you back. Because it's like, I've been doing this now for like 4 years, I think, 4 or 5 mm-hmm. years, and it's like every day you're learning something new. Like every day I'm switching my process or trying a new technique, and it's like, so I don't look at it as failing. I look at it as being like a scientist in a lab, and I have the honor of being able to experiment on something that has life, that can tell me if what I'm doing to it is good or bad. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you know, things die, and if it dies at your hands, it's like, okay, well, it is sad, but did I cause this? What could I have done to, you know, keep it alive? Like, it's just, I look at, you know, cannabis death as a way to just become a better grower. So don't let the fear of it dying stop you. If anything, let the fear of it almost being a boy. That's scarier than a plant dying, when you think you have a girl and you come back and it has balls and it's like oh my
no.
God. Oh my God. Larry, you gotta go. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, so, no. Cannabis is female, you guys, if you didn't know.
Yes. The I mean, you know, it's male and female, but like,
you want the female.
You want the females. If you ever encounter a male and you're not breeding, man, that boy gotta go. He is not welcomed in the house of the ladies. Like, So yeah.
You want the female weed, of course.
Yes. Because the female is the only one that actually flowers. When a male plant flowers, it doesn't flower. It actually just grows nut sacks. Like, they're just like little balls. And
oh my gosh.
They burst. And when they burst, it's just like a pollen jizz party. Like that.
Oh my gosh, even male weed is the worst.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness.
Exactly.
Well, that answers that question if anyone was curious.
There we go. There we go.
So because you have this cultivation experience and you have a little education, I want to run just a couple of quick, fast cannabis questions by you.
Okay.
To see your expertise level. Is that okay?
Okay. Let's
now,
do
if
it.
You don't know, just say, I don't know, girl.
I'm a bullshit. I'm going to be like, well, okay.
All right. Can you successfully grow cannabis in your closet?
Yes. With the proper equipment, you can successfully grow cannabis anywhere. You can grow it in a 5-gallon Home Depot bucket if you want to.
Okay. All right. She is quick with it.
Yeah.
Are you legally allowed to grow cannabis if you live in a legal state?
Just because you live in a legal state, it doesn't necessarily mean that you can grow your own cannabis. Some states only allow medicinal cannabis grows, while other states are like, bitch, no. As of right now, I believe there are 17 states that allow some form of home grow. So check with your state laws before deciding if you should or could grow cannabis.
All right. If you get too high, you can't come down.
If you get too high, you can't come down?
Yeah, is that true? If you get too high, you're just going to be too high.
I mean, no, if you get too high, there are things you can do to come down. I always tell ladies, CBD, that's what it's there for. It can counter the effects triggered by THC. But also a crazy but may not be as popular thing to try is, like, if you ever feel yourself getting too high and nobody has, like, CBD, go get some black pepper, sniff it, chew it, and tell me if you're high or come down.
I'll wake you up. Tammy said the same thing. The cannabis cutie, who's a cannabis scientist, she said the same thing. Peppercorn.
It's like, I mean, I'm part Jamaican, so it's like if you've ever had like something and actually bit on a full peppercorn,
you'll
that
be
will
fine.
Bring you back to anything in existence. You will be like, oh my god.
They were like, oh lord. Okay, oh, I'm oh, here. I'm back.
Okay. JK, y'all. JK, I wasn't too high, so yeah.
So can cannabis make you feel out of body or out of control of your body?
I personally smoked a few strains that I felt that I've had an out of body experience with. Now that's, keep in mind that some strains have psychedelic effects.
Yes.
How
like
that psychedelic, yeah, how that psychedelic effect affects you will, you know, be a personal thing. But I don't want to say no, that's not true, because, you know, everybody is different. So, you know, if something's like, oh, it can cause a very high cerebral high, that might put you out of your body. So quite possibly.
Yeah. I always tell people, like, just research weed, like just kind of do some Googling, do some reading. Everyone's system is different, but
exactly.
Usually if you like go on Leafly, you can see like the calming effects versus the psychedelic effects. All that good stuff.
But like you're it's crazy because it's like, well, then we can have the conversation on like, well, is the weed laced? Because
this is true. Now you know that experience where I was out of body, and I think it was because there was something else in the weed. This was back when I was living in Texas in college, so like we didn't know what we were getting.
See, yeah, so that always, like, when you smoke with somebody and they're trying to hand you something, be like, this is just weed, right? Like, you know,
look at it. I would recommend if you're like, just if you so happen to be in a legal state, and shout out to you as well for recently putting out that list on how to deal with fuckboy dealers.
Yes.
You guys, please go look at this list. It's really good advice because I feel like we've all been there or are currently there. And you just have a dealer that you don't want to deal with, but you have to.
Listen.
And Smoke Break has given you the tools right on their page on what to do. So thank you, Smoke Break, for that advice. But look at your weed, smell it, examine it, crack it open.
Yep, do all of that.
If anything about it's not right, just don't get it. Don't take the chance.
Exactly. And you can always, and I tell ladies all the time, and I've had a few ladies do it, like, if you're unsure, take a picture of it, hit me in my DMs, we'll look through it, like, we can do a FaceTime or something. I'm always here to, like, let you know if you're smoking boof or not, like, I got you back.
Thank you to this episode's sponsor, 93 Wellness. 93 Wellness is a Black-owned boutique hemp flower brand, and they provide organically grown hemp flower from Oregon, and they are U.S. Farm Bill compliant, so you know it's clean and of the highest quality. I am such a big fan and advocate for CBD because of its benefits and uses for anxiety, pain, stress, and insomnia. CBD and hemp can also help strengthen your immune system and reduce inflammation. Fun fact, I always have CBD or hemp flower in my stash to have alone or mix with my THC, and they carry some of my favorite hemp strains, including Bubba Kush and Berry Wine. They also have a new strain called Pineapple Bay that looks and sounds delicious. You can find 93 Wellness hemp flower available at various CBD and smoke shops around my hometown of Houston, Texas, including at Natural Leaf on Gessner and New Wellness Today on Fuquay. You can also order from the company directly as well. And if you're in the Houston area, you may be eligible for direct delivery. Check them out on Instagram at 93.wellness and at 93.fitness to learn more and support. Cool. So welcome back. One more question for you, Laura.
Okay.
This is probably my favorite question because I ask this to every guest and every answer is so different. But as you know, this whole show is just Black women, so every answer is usually very good and very insightful, and I really appreciate you coming on and giving us, you know, the information, being willing what you've learned and the things you know about cannabis. So super appreciate it, as always. Thank you for being on again. I've already told you thank you like a bunch of times.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
All right, here's the question. Okay. What advice or tips would you have for women that want to enter the cannabis space or try cannabis for the first time and don't know where to start, other than to visit the Smoke Break website?
Well, it's like once you visited the Smoke Break site and you're still like, okay, well, I don't know what to do. Well, if you are in a recreational, legal, or medicinal state where you have dispensaries, I would definitely recommend making an appointment, going in, talking with a budtender, and really finding out, why do you want to use cannabis? You know, are you trying to deal with stress and anxiety? Are you managing pain? You know, like, try to figure out what you think you want to use cannabis for, so that when you go to the dispensary, you know, you can better tell the budtender what you're, you know, looking for.
Yeah.
For those of us that are still dealing with the traditional market, I would suggest that you start with CBD products as a way to incorporate cannabis into your self-care. CBD provides more of a body relaxation, quote unquote high. I don't call it high. I call it, like, you know, a relaxation. And I feel like just allowing, especially if you've never had CBD or any type of any THC or any cannabinoid in your system, just starting with CBD is a nice way to understand how your body is going to start feeling when you put additional outside substances into it. Then I would recommend that you talk to a friend. Like I said, now it's 2020. We're all smoking. So
you have one friend that smokes weed.
Yeah.
At least one.
I'm pretty sure you have at least one
friend. A cousin, an uncle,
somebody. please. So I would try to go to the friend that you feel the most comfortable with and let them know that, you know, hey, I'm interested in trying something. Now, the sucky thing about the traditional market is you have to usually take the word of the dealer. You can't really ask questions. You know, there's a lot of, like, iffiness, but I say go to somebody that you trust to see if you can get put on to who they buy their medicine from.
Yeah.
And at least start from there. Always keep a journal to track your effects and how you feel after trying strains. You know, write down if they're like, yeah, I got this pineapple haze. Like, all right, today I had pineapple haze. See if you can go find a directory, like Leafly or like Smoke Break. That
Smoke Break has so many strains on your page. Right? So many. It's basically Leafly.
I'm coming for you. Okay. but see if you can find out more information based off of the name that they told you. We can go all into, like, you know, names don't really mean anything, but when you're just being introduced into the world,
you can name weed anything.
Exactly. But when you're first getting introduced into the cannabis space, the name can hold a lot, just allowing you to know, like, these are the general effects that you're supposed to feel. This is how it's supposed mm-hmm. to smell. This is
like,
how
I know I can't do a haze at all.
That
I
just you're not a haze from the haze. Listen, I love hazes. I'm like, where are the hazes?
Yes, you know, the haze is a good indicator for you.
Yes, the haze will have me out here like limitless. I'm like, girl, we are about to clean this place. We're about to start a new business. What? Like, it's just crazy. So yeah, so I would say, you know, talk to a friend. Jot down and take yeah. note of everything, and just, you know, keep experimenting. Experiment with edibles. Experiment
if
with
your brain.
If your brain, you know, the edibles.
I like edibles personally, but I've had some bad edible experiences. But it took me having those bad edible experiences to learn how to dose edibles properly.
Exactly. Edibles is a very tricky game. But see, that is something that you can experiment with. Tinctures, like, you know, just know that you don't just have to smoke weed if you're interested in getting into yeah. cannabis.
Lots of options, you guys.
Yes.
Man, I love that. Thank you so much for that information. Hopefully that helps someone out there. This is my also other favorite part of questions, the super speed round of stoner questions.
Okay.
Because they're hard if you smoke weed, because we can't just choose one, but I'm going to make you choose one.
Oh, man. All right. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Everyone's either like, I cannot do this, Ayana, this is stressful, or they get it like super fast.
Why do you do this to me? Okay, I'm ready, though. I think so.
All right. Now, these are all in the context if you can only have one for the rest of your life, okay?
Oh, shit. Okay. All right. All right.
Sativa or indica?
Sativa.
Blunts, bongs, joints, or edibles?
Joints.
Dabs or vape pens?
Dabs.
Hemp or tobacco blunts?
Oh, my God. I'll take the hemp blunt.
Three strains? Yep. Okay. But you can only have these three for the rest of your life. You can't have anything else.
Okay. So I'm going to have to get a super sativa. I will choose from a breeder that I absolutely love and I'm growing right now. It's from Mass Medical. It's called Prayer Pupil. It is a 33% THC, have you high out of your mind.
Oh, my goodness.
In your head. But if you're, you know, you're ready to get shit done, okay.
Those that don't know the percentage, like 20 is average.
Yeah. 20, we'll see, 20 is actually high.
20 to like, yeah, that's pretty high, but like 20, 25 is average. So you said 33.
I said 33. So that would be one.
She's trying to be high.
I'm just trying to be high, high. Like if you said these are the only three I can have for the rest of my life, I'm trying to be high, high.
Okay.
So I have the prayer pupil. I'm going to need a body, like a full body, like I'm going to say probably,
this is the one that gets people stuck.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, what is number?
You're like three?
Three? Because no. It's like, you know, I would want to do the, okay, I'm going to have an indica, a sativa, and a hybrid. But I'm like, nah, man.
Yeah, I've had people try that and they get stuck.
No. Okay. I'm going to have to put, so we have prayer pupil. I'm going to have to go old school and put one of my personal favorites, a blue haze.
Okay.
Another sativa, not. It won't get you as high as the prayer pupil, but...
Now, you can also mix these weeds if you wanted to.
I can mix them? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, your three strains that you have. You know, you can have an indica and a sativa, and if you need a hybrid, you
Oh, well, yeah, right now, I'm two sativas in.
I'm sticking to sativas.
So I said blue haze. That's going to still be my, like, I can have this in the evening as well. Okay. I'll just have to, like, not take it before bed. I have my prayer pupil that's strictly for the morning.
Hi.
And then I'm going to actually switch it up. And I'm going to have my last thing be Banana Hammock from Ethos Genetics. But I'm going to have it in live rosin.
I think you're the first to do this.
But I would do concentrates at night. It's a full body high. It's amazing. So I would have those three strains for the rest of my life. A Banana Hammock, a Prayer Pupil, and a Blue Haze. Look at me. Okay. Like, I'm a fruit stand.
These are good. These are good choices. I like these.
Thank
and
you.
Your last one is your go-to stoner munchie snack.
Oh, shoot. Cheez-Its. Like,
that's the one you would just eat forever.
That's the one that, like, I try not to have, like,
boxed. Or the spicy Cheez-Its or the other ones.
The regular. The OG original family size. It's only two people in my house, but I am a family box of
like, Cheez-Its. This is my box of Cheez-Its. Don't touch.
Yes.
I'm a spicy Cheez-Its girl, but I respect it.
Okay. I respect that too, though. I respect that.
I'm so glad you got to come on and answer these questions.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for asking me these questions.
Now, please tell all the people what you're working on, where we can find you, and Smoke Break. Well, I know I've said it so many times, you know what it's called. But
So you can find me at Smoke Break CO. It's Smoke Break
SMKBRK, right?
Mm-hmm. No vowels. We removed all the vowels.
I love it. I like it, low key.
Thank you. It's like people are like, oh, you're from Smirk, and I'm like, huh? They're like Smirk, and I'm like, no. It's Smoke Break. So you can find me on Smoke Break CO. You can also find me over at Smokehouse. Smokehouse will start pumping out more cannabis lifestyle content.
The Smokehouse is also spelled with no vowels.
Yes. Oh well, there's
no. It has vowels. It's just spelled like the European way. So SMKHAUS.
Exactly. You know, put a little twang on it. We'll be doing more lifestyle content, more guides, more, you know, fun content around cannabis and incorporating it into your everyday life as a grown woman. And also, ladies, I'm always looking for more curators for our Smoke Break playlist. So please visit smokebreak.co. Click on playlists, view all the playlists, submit your own playlist, because we want to hear what you're going to curate for your Smoke
Break. I highly recommend y'all do it. It's so fun. You get to create a vibe for yourself as well as others. And like I said, you get to make connections with people you didn't think you would make connections with.
Exactly. And last but not least, just support the shop. It's a smokehouse.threadless.com. Mm-hmm. Cute shit for you, your home, your boo, your dog, maybe. Good I don't guess. Know. But like, it's exactly great gifts. Great gifts for the smokers in your life. So that's what you can find us. You can find me personally on It's Laura OG on both Twitter and Instagram. And that's about it.
I love it. Thank you. Now, Laura will be tagged on the Instagram post as well, so you can find her. So we'll Smoke Break. So you can go on my Instagram page at the Marijuana Ayana, and you can see everything, all the details there. Thank you so much, Laura, for being on.
Thank you for having me.
So glad I finally got to chat with you.
Yes.
Kind of real life and online in quarantine life.
Yes. this is life now, right?
When quarantine's over, I'm gonna have to come kick it with you and your vibe.
Please, that's not do. As fun. Please do. I'm always here. New York City is different right now, but
and I'm not coming there right now, but
listen, I'm telling everybody, stay where you're at right now so that the world can come back outside, you know.
It'll be great. Well, thank you guys for listening to what episode is this? Season 2.
Woo, woo.
Episode 2.
Yes.
My Instagram at the Marijuana Ayana. You can find everything there. These pictures you send me are fire and I use them all. So
yes.
You can see Laura's fine ass on my Instagram as well. And you can tag us Wine, Weed, and Weave. Hey. Don't put Wine, Weave, Weed because you won't find us. You have to put Wine, Weed, and Weave to find the episodes. So thank you for coming on, Laura. You are a treat.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All right, guys, have a good rest of your day. Say hi. So this week's Black Cannon brand shout out is, you guys probably guessed it, it's gonna be Laura's brand, Smokehouse. That's SMKHAUS. Smokehouse is the sister brand to Smoke Break, and it has all sorts of cute women's shirts and tanks and sweatshirts and hoodies, as well as home goods like blankets, shower curtains, throw pillows, and bath mats. I was looking at the Your Highness bath mat and the Home Is Where the Weed Is bath mat. I kind of need those. I would just put those like in my bedroom, not my bathroom, because they're so cute. You can find Smokehouse on smkhaus.threadless.com. That's smokehouse.threadless.com.